What can the town do now, and what would you do as supervisor to draw businesses to the business park? Be specific, and should the town do it on its own or outsource the job?
Well, no one in the town employees right now has the expertise to market the business park. Right now, the business park, we have one site that's ready to go. That's one right across from Bioneat Labs. That's the only site we have out there that's ready to go right now. And there's one right next to Bioneat Labs, which would take a little bit of work to get that one ready to go. The rest of them, the other approved sites, you'd have to build a road into them. So right now, the business park is not costing anybody any money. I mean, my plan would be, if someone wants to come in and buy that one site, use the money you get from selling that one site to get the site next to Bioneat ready, and then if you sell that site, then do the infrastructure to get up to the next six sites. You know, there's a business park down in I think it's Chesterfield Business Park, just south south of Plattsburgh. All right, that site they've got paved roads, curbs, they've got power, water, sewer, everything is on the sites, and there's nothing in it. They've got four sites like that. They're all ready to go, and there's nothing in it. These business parks were developed in the, I think, the early 90s, when the federal government had a lot of money, and they were trying to create economic development in these depressed areas, and so they threw a lot of money at these things, and some had some success. We had some success. We built the incubator building there, and ARC moved into that one incubator building, and then Bioneat bought the other one. You know, so that's my move right now would be, it's not costing anybody a dime to leave it as it is until someone comes along and wants to move into that one site. And if you're going to market it, there's going to be a price tag attached to marketing it. And right now, quite frankly, the Harristown doesn't have the budget to market that to the people who need to be marketed to.
Right now, we don't even have a business link on our website, on Harristown's website, for this ballpark. That's one of the first things that I think should be done. Second thing is, go to Malone. Get some help on it. I'm sure they have something up there. The legislators can help out in some way. If we can't use it as an industrial site, then I think it ought to be changed to what we can use it as, whether it's residential, whatever. I honestly don't think you're ever going to see a business park out there. It was a nice thing years ago. It was a great idea. It hasn't worked. I think we have, as the saying goes, fish or cut bait. Let's move along. It's 100 acres of land. It's beautiful home sites. If we can rezone it into residential, I'm sure we could sell it off or get something out of it. It's not doing anything. It may not be costing us anything right now, but we're certainly not making anything on it, such as taxes. And the businesses that are out there, one of them is tax exempt, so that's not doing us any good out there. There's other ways that you can merchandise this on our own, such with the internet. You don't necessarily have to pay somebody, although I'm sure there is somebody out there that would be willing to take our money to market it a little bit. That's it, I think.
The lots out there cannot be used for anything other than industry. You can't change them to home sites. You can't change them to athletic fields or anything like that. And that's what I was told by people from the APA and the DEC. I guess that's it. I can't think. Okay. I lost my train of thought.
Yeah. I would revisit that again. I wouldn't take that as an answer. from the APA or from who DEC or whoever it is. It's land in our township, and we need to do something with it. And it's instead of having it just sit vacant, there's 100 acres of nice land sitting there doing nothing. And we need it, and we need it to bring jobs to the area, which helps everybody out. If you bring jobs, it reduces your tax burden.
Bob, do you want to rebut at all on that?
The only thing I want to say is that there are is that there are jobs out there, and Bionique has I think 24 employees, and AEC has several employees. Those people are buying stuff from our local shops. They are contributing to the overall economy of the entire area. So the business park is ours is making a small amount of impact. There's room to make more, but it is making a small amount of impact at this time.
Tom?
Yeah,
good.
Okay.